Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far, and I wish you the best of the rest of the week. So today I just wanted to speak to human kindness. I wanted to honestly appeal to all of us to look in the mirror, to really, really go on a journey of kindness. And kindness, I'm not talking about charity and, you know, buying stuff for people or doing. I'm just saying kindness of our mouths and the way that we treat people or the way that we speak about people in certain situations. If you've ever been in a situation where people have discussed your life, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we go through life and we go through trials, and you know, trials are inevitable. Who will you be that you will not have your own trials? Everybody will have trials. But what makes them really difficult sometimes is the judgment from other people. It's the things that people say. You know, given a lot of times, people just assume that people are talking about them because honestly, everybody has their own that they're facing in their lives. But they're people. They're actually people who table other people's life matters. They're people that create WhatsApp groups. They're people that call, they will actually pick up their phone and call someone else to discuss someone's matter. They're people that sit on other people's pages, munching what they say, you know, really, really, you know, dogging their steps just so they have fodder for gossip and whatnot. And if you fall into this category, and we have to be introspective, because I say this a lot when I go for, you know, gatherings of women and whatnot, when everybody is being all sisterly and nice. Like, if we're all nice and sisterly, so who are the gossips? Who are the bad people? I'm imploring everyone to really look in the mirror. Like, to really, really look in the mirror. Like, we need more kindness. Life is hard enough as it is. We know that that's the nature of this dunya. We need to just be kinder with each other. We need to honestly give each other grace, one another grace. We need to watch what we say, what we do, how we pass judgment, even the things that come out of our lips. It's not everything that you think. It's not everything that you assume that is fact. Sometimes you cannot have, you know, you can't help up what pops in your head. We're not Allah, and you know, honestly, alhamdulillah, that we're not judged for our thoughts. But when you go from thoughts to action, when you vocalize what you're thinking, or when you vocalize your opinion, or when you vocalize, you know, your judgment on someone's life, then you take it up a notch. We need to be careful. Like, words are destroying people's lives. Words are tipping women into depression. Words are making people raise their hands against you in prayer at night. And I always say, unless you have a signed, sealed, delivered, notarized, clad in stone documentation from God himself that has promised that you will not go through certain things, honestly, God can humble you in a heartbeat. You know, women that are going through things, you know, even things that they have no blaming, a woman's husband will cheat, they will blame her, they will gossip about her, they will shame her. A woman will go through divorce from a domestically violent, you know, marriage or an emotionally abusive marriage, and she'll still get shamed or blamed. Everything that we go through has to be fodder for gist. Look, it's okay for you to look at someone's life or to hear of something that someone is going through and think, oh my goodness, like, how did she deal with that or what? It's okay, you know, your thoughts are yours. But when you pick up the phone or when you open your WhatsApp message and you now make your thoughts or your opinions fact, or you make it into fodder for gossip, and then you pass it on to the next person and the next person, that's where you're crossing a line. And honestly, this is a cautionary note to every single one of us. Watch your circles. Watch the things that you discuss with the people that you hang out with. Are you talking about things that can help you progress in life, or are people's names dropping from your lips? If you are the kind of person that sits down and talks about other people's lives, regardless of the, you know, the way that the conversation is going, you know, some people will try and justify, regardless of the way the conversation is going, if it does not involve you directly, leave it alone. It doesn't concern you. It does not concern you. If it's a situation where you're involved and you're trying to get advice, or you're trying to, that's different. But if you sit down with your friends over a meal, or you just pick up your phone and you're talking about someone's life that you don't even know the full details because you heard from someone or you read somewhere, or you are crossing a major line. And we all need to be very, very careful. It's all well, you know, it's nice, you know, to all say, oh, you know, we're all sisters, we're all this, we're all that. But sisterhood is really looking out for someone. Like, it's really looking out for someone in all ways that you can. But when you're the person that is throwing them under the bus, when you're the person that is gossiping and whatnot, then you're not a sister. You're just a two-faced hypocrite. And honestly, this is not about me, because people so love to make things about me. But because I have access to so many women who confide, you know, so many things in me. Sometimes I just get so irate by how people can be two-faced. And I've experienced it before, especially as regards polygyny. You know, I post something and people come into my DMs and they leave the kindest, the sweetest, the, you know, the most positive messages. And then you see a post on polygyny somewhere else and that same person is seeing something completely opposite. And I'm like, what the... Like, who are you? Like, for me, that's hypocrisy. Stand for what you believe in, even if it's not popular. Like, if you don't like something, first of all, you don't need to say anything about it, really, if it doesn't concern you. But if you have an opinion about something, stick to it. Don't be a leaf in the wind. Don't be a fair weather, you know, opinion haver. When you're here, you have an opinion. No, stick with what you believe in. That makes you, you know, what's that word I'm looking for now? That makes you someone of integrity. Like, but when you... go with, when you're with this party, you have one opinion. You're with another party, you have an opinion. No, you're a hypocrite. And we all need to be very careful. We know what the status of the hypocrite is in Islam especially. So we have to be very careful. Like, honestly, wake up one day and decide, if it doesn't concern me directly, I will not speak about it. I can sit down and have my thoughts and think through things, but I will not speak about it with anybody else. And even when it concerns me directly, I would speak about it only as regards getting advice or something positive. Learn to keep your mouth shut. Like, you don't even realize the damage that some of the things that people say or some of the things that you say have on people's lives. It's really, really, really scary how far-reaching the consequences of the looseness of people's lips and tongues can be. Do you think that people that commit suicide, or people that, sometimes it's because of the things that people say? Yes, perception. Sometimes people feel as if, oh, everybody's talking about me and nobody really is talking about you because everybody's facing their own. But there are instances where people are really talking and they're saying the most vile, the most wicked, the most untrue things about people's lives. And honestly, you don't know what is literally around the corner for you. And if God wants to humble you, it will be the exact thing that you mocked. It will be the exact thing that you spoke foul about somebody about. So just keep your opinions to yourself. Keep your insinuations to yourself. Keep your extrapolations to yourself. Nobody, it's none of your business why her husband left her. It's none of your business why, you know, her husband cheated on her. It's none of your business. Like, it's not. Unless it's your business and it's you that the husband cheated with. Or it's you that you're... It's none of your business. Like, leave people's lives alone. Don't you have enough in your own life? Aren't you dealing with enough in your own life? Leave people's lives alone. And, you know, when you hear certain things, pray for the person and pray that God does not test you with a similar fate. Don't ever assume for one second, assume that because you're in situation A today, in a week, in a month, in fact, the next day, you cannot be in situation B. Just pray for that person. Hey, yeah, I heard she left her marriage, or I heard, you know, she called her husband cheating. Oh, yeah, that must be really sad. I wish her the best, though. God, please don't test me with something similar. And keep it moving. Don't call, pick up your phone and say, did you hear Chioma's husband or Femi's wife? Or leave it alone. It does not concern you. Like, I feel like if you all had this attitude towards life, then things will be a lot better. Like, it's already hard enough when people are dealing with certain things. And to be hearing your tro, and then the fake, feigned concern. Ish, that one. You know, you come to someone and you allow them believe that you're a safe space. You allow them put their heart to you. You allow them share their deepest, most vulnerable thoughts and fears and everything with you. And you use that as gossip. Ah, God, you don't know what's coming for you. Like, you will break someone's heart and you expect that your own heart will be broken in some way or some form. Come on now. God is very just. God is very just. Somebody cannot use you as a safe space, confide in you, you know, be vulnerable with you, share deep, dark fears or secrets with you. And then you pick up your phone and you call someone else and you share all of that again. No. Uh-uh. You can't do that. And what are we? Are we 16? Are we in high school? Like, these are, well, I'm talking about grown women with children. Some of them with children in university, still gossiping and, you know, involving themselves in other people's lives. Like, how do people find the time? I don't even have enough time in the day to do things I want to do. That is now somebody else's life I'll now be probing into. Like, let's all do better. It's really, really actually very irritating. And it bothers me you know, for someone like me, I'm very self-assured and I'm very confident. So even if I hear certain things, which alhamdulillah, thank you, Lord, I don't hear. Once in a while, someone very close to me will hear something of concern and say, oh, I heard this or I heard that. But it doesn't mean that I don't think that people talk. I'm sure people talk and people say all sorts of things about me or whatnot. But I don't care because I'm very self-assured. But not everybody is at that level where they're mentally able to deal with the things that people say, especially when maybe they're in an emotionally fragile state. Like something is happening in their lives, they're facing a particular trial, you know, they're still mentally and emotionally fragile, and then people say all sorts of things about them. It can really, really tip people over the edge. And you really do not want to be responsible for that, for tipping someone over the edge, or for making someone raise their hand against you and offer up a prayer to God, because that will be prayer of the oppressed, and prayers of the oppressed do not go unanswered. So this is just a very cautionary podcast. I know that it's taking a different tone from, you know, what I normally say, but it needs to be said. Everybody is everybody's sister. We all sit down and we laugh and we're like, oh my God, and we criticize people that do these things. But who are the people that are doing them if it's not you and I? Like, who are the people? So everyone should look in the mirror. That's what this podcast is about. Look in the mirror. It's not about, I'm telling you, don't tell anybody else. Or no, we talk about it only to learn from it. If it doesn't concern you directly, and even when it does directly, if you're not talking about it for positivity or for something good to come out of it, leave it alone. Leave other people's lives alone. You have more than enough to worry about in your own life. And even if you don't right now, trust me, it's coming. Go and be building up, you know, your own resilience and your whatnot, and leave people alone. If you cannot be kind, if you cannot be supportive, if you cannot help them through situations, don't make it worse for them. The way that they say that Allah suits the hearts of the ones who suit the hearts of others is the same way that Allah will make restless the hearts of the ones who make the hearts of others restless. God is a just God. So be very careful. Like, it's just a cautionary podcast today. Like, I've heard things that have made my blood boil, and I'm just like, people really need to do better. And sometimes, you know, people talk as though others don't have ears and others don't have lips. It's always sometimes the people that have the most scandal in their lives that have the most loose lips. And I get it, it's projection. But you need to be careful, because other people have lips and tongues that they can use to talk as well. And people hear the things that you say. That's one that makes me laugh the most. Like, people gossip as though when you gossip with a gossip, that person is going to gossip as well. So whatever it is that you're saying, that you feel like you're saying in secrecy, the person will never hear. You're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself. As you're talking about other people, they're talking about you too. So is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to be, you know, that portal of pain for someone else? Like, for 5 minutes of the pleasure you get from being someone that is informed, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to pick up the phone and call someone else and digest someone else's life, or to send WhatsApp messages? I really, really need to know. So this is a cautionary podcast. I keep saying it over and over again. I can beat my chest and say that this is something that I do not engage in at all. If it doesn't concern me, even if I'm talking about it, it's going to be very, very, very impassive. Oh, did you hear? Hey, yeah, that's what happened. Oh, I wish I had the best. I'm moving on. If it concerns me and I'm discussing it with my nearest and dearest, it's because I'm trying to get advice, or I'm trying to hear things from another person's perspective. But for me to sit down with people or pick up my phone and say, oh my God, did you hear? Or this is what I heard. I'd rather eat hot rocks sauteed in blood, honestly, don't do that. Because for me, it's the most stomach rumbling thing that you can do, because literally I think about it like eating flesh, like it's the punishment that is going to be meted out to people that gossip. Literally, that's how it makes me feel, like I'm literally eating someone's flesh. And then, you know, just that fear of, oh, will they find out, will they not find out? It's just not worth it. And so I'm very, very averse to gossip. I am extremely averse to it. So when I see people indulge in it, or when I hear the damage that it does, I get really, really irritated. So that's the purpose of my rant today. I'm sorry. I know that it's really, really a deviation from the kinds of things that I talk about here, but it needs to be said. And I think that we need to be our sister's keepers. If you see someone, or if you see someone tipping into gossip, be very quick to rein them in. Be very quick to, you know, steer the conversation in, you know, a safe direction. And if you ever find yourself in the situation where maybe you can't leave or something and there's gossip going on, at least let it die with you. Don't be a flag bearer. Don't be a broadcaster. Let it die with you. You know, gossip dies where someone's mouth remains shut. let it die with you, please. I wish you the best of the rest of the week, and I'll be back here again next week. Bye.